This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Lions could play on Christmas Day, John. We all know about Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful thing.
What about Thanksgiving Day? Rod Wood said the Lions are not exempt from playing on Christmas Day, despite their annual Thanksgiving commitment. Rod Wood suggested the team would likely play on the road, though, so that the team would, you know, not have both holiday games here. Mm-hmm. You love it. Heather's already booing the idea of it.
I hate it. Christmas is my all-time favorite holiday. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are probably my two favorite days out of the entire year. And I do not want to be sitting in front of a TV watching football or have my husband be in the other room watching football while I am taking part in all of the family festivities.
You have family festivities going on all day long?
No, but not technically all day long, but the day is pretty much, we have a tradition and I don't want that to be, I don't want it to be tampered with.
Is there a gap in the tradition, say around 12:30 or maybe at 4 or even after the day is done at about 8 o'clock?
Okay, maybe at 8, 9 when we're like getting in bed.
Oh, so we got a little wiggle room here.
So a primetime Christmas night game.
Okay.
Hey.
Now we're talking.
I still don't love it. Like you yes, okay. Fine. If it were to happen, it happens. Whatever, right?
Yeah,
it
you have no control over it.
I don't. Yes. I don't love the idea because I love Christmas.
Rod Wood said, I know we're a big TV draw, so I wouldn't rule out they might ask us to do it. I think for our fans, asking them to give up Thanksgiving and Christmas is a big ask, so I've tried to avoid it, but we'll see what the schedule is when it comes out.
John, I understand that take.
Yeah.
In regards to fans giving up their Thanksgiving, or at least part of their Thanksgiving day, by going to Ford Field. And it is... But it's become a Thanksgiving tradition.
I was going to say, people actually have built their day around the Lions on Thanksgiving. It's become part of the charm of the day is football and Thanksgiving. They go hand in hand. The food and the football, you plan your day around when you're going to eat and when you're going to watch the Lions game. It's a tradition. Tradition's got to start somewhere. Christmas Day is awesome. This team is a popular brand, a successful team. They want to be put out in a spot for all to see. John, embrace this. Embrace the Lions being one of the marquee football teams in the NFL.
Our Christmas tradition, because when I was playing, I was never really home all day on Christmas. It was, we never had a Christmas Day game, but we had practice or I'd have to go in for film or do something on Christmas Day because it just never seemed to fall on Tuesday, which was our day off. I would have loved to have had a game on Christmas Day. That's why I loved having games on Thursdays in general or on Thanksgiving, because it meant I basically got another bye week. You would have then Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, be back to work on Monday, and then have Tuesday off. So you would have, especially at the end of the year or around the holiday, I would be happy as a player making that sacrifice of playing on Christmas Day, because you're playing on prime time. Like, everybody in the world is going to be watching, which is what you want as an athlete. You want everybody to be watching you, all eyes on you. But then you would have the ability to have Christmas Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You could have a much longer time with your family at that point.
You're saying from the athlete standpoint.
From an athlete standpoint. And from a fan standpoint, our Christmas Day tradition is, we wake up, kids open presents, we open presents, we have a special breakfast, and then after that, it's staring at each other. Because I don't want to go anywhere on Christmas. I'm not going to go to the game on Christmas. Now, I mean, Lisa's a huge football fan, and that opportunity may present itself, but we would go as a family, or at least I would go with Lisa.
I don't get out of my pajamas on Christmas.
Great, so it's perfect. Sit on the couch, throw the game on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Kids are playing with their toys, and you guys got the game on. Colin's geeked out, ready to go.
Yeah. There's something to do the rest of the day is watch football.
Mm-mm.
It's awesome.
I don't like it.
So Christmas Eve's the bigger day in my family. Christmas Day has always been, to John's point, wake up. When I was younger, we'd open up our gifts, and we'd play with them all day. Now it's... you just get to spend time with your family, and you can throw the game on and watch football.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit there and watch a movie that I've watched 1,000 times, or I want to watch one of the kids can watch their Christmas movies or their Hallmark movies.
You're saying another room?
Yes, but they all like watching football as well, for the most part. So they will watch part of the games, and if the Lions are on, then it becomes a family tradition. We're going to watch the Lions game together. It's absolutely perfect.
You hate this, Heather.
I don't like the idea at all. And everything you're saying, I can understand. You can watch it together and you're still together and it's something to do after you do all of your breakfast and the gifts and the whatever else you do. I'm just stubborn and I like what I do already on Christmas Day and I don't want to change that.
Yes.
And I don't want Colin to go and somewhere else to watch the game when I'm with the kids having fun with them, and I don't like any of it. No.
If you guys are done opening presents and you've had your lunch, special Christmas lunch.
Of leftovers.
If you're just sitting around the living room and the kids are playing, especially since you guys like the closed captioning.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be okay with having the game on while you guys are, and it could be on silent because you can read the game. Wouldn't you be okay with family time, but then Colin gets to keep an eye on the game?
Of course, it would be fine, but I wouldn't like it.
Because his attention is not on you.
No, it's not about me. It's just about the family.
People are very defensive of Colin on the ticket text. I'll have to sift through the best ones.
I'm trying to defend him here.
But we don't stick around our house the whole day. We do leave to see other family. So we're not just sitting around all day long.
So I know for some families, Christmas Day, it's a taxi service. You go to one grandparent's house and then another grandparent's house and an aunt and uncle's house and you're bouncing around.
If you went over to the, let's just say the in-laws' house.
Yes, which is where we would go.
And they had the game on. Would you ask your mother-in-law,
could
you please turn that off?
Never.
You're taking away from family time.
Never.
Texter says, if your husband's going to do all day long Christmas festivities for you, you can at least let him watch one football game.
The thing is Colin loves Christmas just as much as I do. Like, he really, it is our favorite day of the year. And he likes, I believe, our traditions that we do that day. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think he would love this. I don't think he would love the idea of Lions playing on Christmas Day. I really don't.
The NFL's king.
I want to know the answer to that question. I want to know so bad, because Colin... I have no doubt that he loves Christmas and that it's something that you guys do together. I love having that family time together. But if you're all in the house or if you're at another person's house and the game is on, it adds to the environment.
But maybe because your kids are old enough to sit down and enjoy a football game, where my kids are not. They will not sit and watch a football game. They're too little.
No, but they could be playing around.
But if we had a holiday movie on, they would be into that.
Look, as long as they're not playing the game at 9 a.m. Christmas morning, your kids will be fine. Yeah. A ticket texter says, what slot would you want them to play in? 1, 4, or 8? Gary and Trenton.
8.
I think that would be probably the best primetime matchup end of the day.
Not 1. That'd be the worst.
Mm.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would love a 1 o'clock Lions game.
On Christmas Day.
Absolutely would love it.
We're talking about the Lions on Thanksgiving Day and maybe even Christmas Day now. Heather?
I got an update from Colin.
Yeah.
Who's listening. And he says he'd rather have no games. He said, not into it because I wouldn't be able to focus on the game or I would feel guilty if I did.
Good answer for your wife publicly, Colin. I got
your
back.
We love Christmas. And that is the thing. He loves the Lions. If there was a game, that's all he would be focused on.
We brought this up because Rod Wood confirmed that just because the Lions have Thanksgiving doesn't mean they can't also play on Christmas. He said he would hope for the fans that it would be a road game so that we wouldn't have two different home games on holidays. I like the idea. The Lions are a marquee franchise. They play in big time slots. And Christmas Day is a big deal for the NFL now. I like the idea. You know, you're not doing it while people are opening Christmas gifts or going to church on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
You'd play 1, 4, 8. You'd play in one of these slots that we could all sit together and watch football. There are split opinions on this. John's with me.
Oh, 100%. So is my wife.
Okay. But Colin and Heather, unified front.
Yes.
Say no. Sports on holidays are lame, and anyone changing holiday plans for sports is lame.
Thank you.
I'm a football junkie. Football on Christmas Day is absurd. Pay attention to your family, for goodness sake. Who
Thank
needs
you.
Extra stress on Christmas Day?
I totally agree.
Another vote for Heather. This is Bill up north, says time of the year could matter. I don't need a loss to Green Bay on Christmas Day.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah, well.
Ruin the holiday.
Don't lose.
Someone wants to know if the disco is open on Christmas Day.
Boogie Wonderland.
TBD.
Winter Wonderland.
Christmas is my favorite holiday and the Lions are my favorite team. Nothing better than watching them with the whole family. Texas says, I'm good with the Lions playing on Christmas Day. It's just another holiday. Only way I'll watch is if Hooker is starting, though. Jamar in Westland.
Been a while.
You got the best hits. Where's Jerry, Jack, and Coke? No, here it is.
Oh, he is in there.
He is in here. I don't like this. My clients will be vacationing in the Caymans, and I won't be able to go. Jerry, Jack, and Coke. Heather hates Charlie Brown, so of course she's going to hate the Lions playing football on Christmas. I don't think she really likes Christmas the way she says she does.
I know. Yeah.
So can I sprinkle something in here?
Wah, 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 wah. Right? Is that how they talk? Stupid. No,
that's his teacher.
They don't all talk that way.
Charlie Brown uses words. So does Lucy.
So can this might be too reasonable.
Yeah.
Isn't it possible? Okay, look. If I had something going on Christmas and the Lions played, it'll matter whether it's at 1, 4, or 8. If I had something planned, I would just go do it.
Sure.
And I would live with it. It's like Heather, like you don't like Colin, that like can't he just do your plan and kind of it's just a little background white noise?
It's
no, he can't.
Yeah.
If I had tickets and we had something.
No, I'm just saying, because he would, if there is a game on, that is what he wants to be engaged with.
Colin, you will not.
On Christmas, he wants to engage the family.
You will not watch that game.
If I had tickets, we would discuss it and see, okay, are we going to change our Christmas tradition? and go, or I might just sell them. It wouldn't be the biggest of deals to me.
Here it would be the worst. And I could totally see this. Now, Heather, I'm not going to say this is you.
Okay.
But if you have that debate between you and your spouse, and then your spouse says, well, you decide. You decide. Because you know.
There's a right answer.
Yeah, there's a right answer. There's a wrong answer. Yeah. Right? Yep. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, just say what you mean. Don't do that.
If I say do whatever you want, it means you better be doing what I want to do.
Exactly. That's my point.
You got to speak the language, guys.
I'm done. I've told you what I think. Now, it's up to you to make the right decision.
We'll see how much you care about this family or some football game. Amy in Canton, good morning.
Yes, hi. I was just calling that. Of course, the guys who want the game to be on at 1 o'clock, of course they're going to say 1 o'clock. I'm a huge football fan, and I would love to see 8 o'clock. Because in my family, it just seems to be the nature of things. After dinner, my dad, my uncles, they all finish eating, they grab their pie, they go sit down, they watch football on Thanksgiving. And I've always like secretly been mad about it. My mom, my sisters, the women are not sports fans in my family except for me. I want to take my pie and I want to go watch football too. But I know if I do, if I do, the other women are like, why aren't you in here helping? Why aren't you in here cleaning? Why aren't you doing dishes? So you would never see my dad or my uncles in the kitchen helping clean up when football's on. I'm totally about it being at 8 o'clock because as a woman, like, the dinner is done, the mess is cleaned up, the kitchen's good. You get to sit down with your pie and you get to watch some football. But no guilt.
I you know what? I would love an 8 o'clock game, especially if we're just talking about the Lions. I would agree with you. I think it would probably be the ideal time for that game to be played.
Yeah. I think it's perfect because it does let you do your normal day. You got to drive over to grandma's or the in-laws and you got to see people. And then your day ends, you eat your dinner, and the game's on. It's perfect.
Yeah. I'm trying not to offend anyone right now, other than Heather.
Oh, you offend me. It doesn't matter.
Guys, we don't need the Lions playing 3 games in 10 days like Ravens and Chiefs last year. This is actually a bad thing for our football team. I never get to watch the Lions with my extended family. This would be awesome to get a bigger group together and watch. And Texter says, I doubt fans would rather stay home. They would want it to be a home game.
Do you have the look? Do you give Colin the look? Like if he's doing something that you think is he shouldn't be doing, that you don't even have to say a word. You just kind of look and he's like, oh, no.
I probably do. Don't even realize I do.
He gives that look down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, little fella.
Oh.